Welkom bij Bestseller Stories met Florien. In deze podcast ontdek je hoe je van jouw boek, bedrijf en verhaal een bestseller story kunt maken. Via interviews met inspirerende ondernemers en auteurs. Mijn naam is Florien van Basten-Matenburg en ik ben jouw host. Life is a story. Say yes. Say yes. Life is your story. Say yes. In this episode of Bestseller Stories with Florien, I talk to Joanna Intara, the intimacy alchemist. She works with successful singles and couples who want to turn emotional disconnection into the soul-satisfying sex, love, and closeness they've been craving for. Welcome, Joanna. Good to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for that lovely introduction. Wonderful to be here.
Good. Well, could you tell our listeners what you mean or what you think is true intimacy?
True intimacy is such a great question. I guess I could start that out with a funny joke. You know, if you've ever seen the movie The Love Guru by Mike Myers, I love it how he says intimacy. Into me, I see. He made this really funny joke,
yeah,
which I thought was really corny, but it's so right on.
It is.
So corny and so funny. And of course, he just says it so ridiculously. Into me, I see. Into me. Conscious intimacy is bringing the light of our consciousness, what truly open to see what is within me. And really that is the basis for then what we then do in partnership. So whatever level we do that inside of ourselves is the same level that we will do it in partnership. If it's more unconscious, then we'll project that into our partnership. And that includes our business as well. The more conscious it is, then the more that will be what kind of relationship we have.
Oh, I love that you make the connection with business. It's so true, because so many entrepreneurs or the female entrepreneurs that I work with and speak with, they find it, well, challenging and exciting and also triggering to really dare to work, you know, from who they truly are. You know, showing who they are, because it feels so naked. And I think it when you say about, you know, intimacy, what's into me, and then bringing that out, it's like it's you know, it's similar, you know. And I also like to compare, you know, being an entrepreneur, putting yourself out there, you know, your marketing and sales, you know, talking about jokes, but I always make the joke, it's like sex, right? Marketing is like seduction and sales is, well, like closing the deal. But then, you know, in a beautiful way, in a conscious way, in a loving way, sharing your gift with the world, it's really intimate, because when you're a personal brand, you totally show yourself. It's so naked. Ooh.
Just so true, because especially if you're being extremely genuine and sincere and really authentic with who you are, which makes your marketing magnetism really powerful, it is really vulnerable.
So if you're an entrepreneur, or, you know, single or a couple, doesn't matter. But there's some disconnection in your relationship. I hear, you know, people, I talk with clients, or, you know, people I'm just, you know, getting to know. I hear them mention it sometimes and that they struggle with it. How does it influence you as a business owner, or, you know, your clients, you work with your clients? How does it influence them when they are disconnected?
You mean emotionally disconnected in their partnership?
Yeah, and what's the impact on their business? Are they thriving or not? Or can they disconnect? Or yeah.
That is such a valuable question for listeners to really have the resources to support themselves with. So from my position and perspective, if a woman business owner is not having peace, like true centered peace in herself, I don't care how separate she thinks from all that she is, it will affect her business. And here's why. The foundation of our connection with our partnership is the foundation of our connection with ourselves. And if we do not have the resources inside to have an abundant relationship with all of our parts, our heart, our mind, our body, our instincts, our sexuality, our lineage, you know, relationships, as you know, are extremely multidimensional. They're not just interpersonal. They're not just about trauma and resolving things, you know, from the lineage. They're not just spiritual. They're creative. They're ancestral. They're sexual. They're emotional. They're mental. They're spiritual. It's all of those. So in any places where we have a disconnection, I hold that as a place that is simply impoverished of the resources it needs in order to be connected.
So if you're aligned and you're aligned with your partner, that has an impact on your business.
Huge. I mean, the abundance of having an emotionally and connected partnership translates right into business. It's an abundant state of consciousness to have the resources to transform emotional disconnection, to transform trauma, to do interpersonal back and forth really well, to do sexuality really well, to do the good fight really well. Resources.
Yeah,
it's you need resources.
You need to be able to speak up and, you know, set your boundaries in a respectful way. And of course, you know, you're going to trigger each other. You know, we all have our trigger points. And it makes me laugh when I say it, because I have beautiful conversations with my husband on how we trigger each other. Doesn't mean that it's not happening again and again, but at least, you know, we notice it and, you know, we can verbally express it. And what's important, I think, you know, for every woman entrepreneur is, at least to feel that she's being seen, right? And so you've been working for 30 years with your clients. If partners don't really see each other, how does that affect the relationship, but also the way a woman dares to step into the world?
Yeah, I mean, it's a common thing. You know, I don't feel seen by you, or you didn't see what I was talking about, or you're not seeing me, you know, you're not getting me. So seeing what I see with my women clients, men clients too, but women clients, is if we don't feel seen, there's something that needs attention. And taking our relationship with ourselves in full responsibility, if I'm not feeling seen by my partner, I have to really look in the mirror and say, okay, what part of myself is making it so that he's not seeing me? And as easy as it would be to blame him and be reactive and be pissy or moody or whatever the thing is.
Be a bitch.
the harder and more abundant thing actually is to reckon with the part of me that either made that okay, to reckon with the part of me that historically maybe wasn't seen. So of course I'm playing this out in my relationship. And to develop the resources inside of myself in whatever realm are needed. Sometimes it's a nervous system regulation issue. Sometimes it's a heart issue or an emotional issue or an ancestral issue. So it's my responsibility to provide those to myself, to see myself in my own unconscious pocket. So there's the conscious into me, I see. And when I or my clients do that, then it changes the field. The field becomes more abundant with my consciousness, with my inner work, with my sense of responsibility to my inner parts. And 10 times out of 10, what I see is that it changes the dynamic in the relationship field. And so to whatever extent, sometimes as women, we need to play things out in our relationship and then play the same theme out in our business in order to really have the mirror from all these different angles. To be like, oh, I'm wow, all these things have in common is me.
Yeah, because what I notice with women I work with, they're at the end of their 30s or beginning of their 40s, and sometimes they're older. But what I notice is that something shifts when they decide they want to take their business truly seriously. So they take themselves truly seriously. And then that the dynamic at home changes. That, for example, they're working more and their partner is working less. And they're both happy with it. Is it a pattern that you see with your clients as well, or do you see a totally different pattern?
You mean when they have more success in work and then there's more problems at home?
No, when they start solving those problems. Like you just said, you know, looking at themselves, taking responsibility, and the dynamic changes at home. Usually it also changes the dynamic in their business, in work, and it shifts something between the partners. I notice it myself as well. You know, I want to work more now that I have two boys. Now they're becoming, you know, a little bit older, and my husband's totally fine with that. You know, he wants to work less because he has worked his ass off for years. You know, he's an entrepreneur as well, and we're both happy with that change in dynamic. But I did have to really, you know, step up, claim my space at home, claim my space as a business owner, arranging, you know, enough time for myself, enough time for the boys. I had to fight for it. I definitely had to fight. And now I'm really happy with that because there's a new balance. But it wasn't something that was given to me, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes we work out different parts of our lives in different arenas at different times. You know, it's like we're practicing the muscle of claiming for ourselves. So maybe we'll claim it in the business world. And then there's something about that that gives us the courage and the inner resource to claim it in our marriage. Or if we do it first in our marriage, then it becomes easier to exercise the muscle in our work world as well.
Yeah,
you know, it depends what muscles we're working out.
Yeah, I see what you mean. You know? Yeah, I totally see what you mean. And I also really liked something I saw in your podcast, because you have a podcast, and I loved the name of your podcast. It had a title, something with G-spot stories. It made me laugh out loud. I really like those kind of bold statements. And one of the topics was, okay, how to keep the sex hot. And, you know, and also how to be a united team. So I saw both topics on your website. And I understood that you need some kind of, how do you say it, tension in a relationship to keep it hot, right? So what could you tell the listeners? How do they find a balance in keeping it hot, a little bit of tension, but also, you know, be a team?
Yes, this is such a great question and something that I just see needs ongoing attention and maturing for all of us who are either in long-term partnerships or want to be or long-term marriages. So I think we have to really know what medicines are for what parts of our marriage or our relationship. So for example, when we're running a household and we have children and there's two self-employed people or one self-employed person and one employed person, and we're dealing with bills and household and groceries and stuff for the kids, like that's where it's really helpful to have the medicine of resonance and complementarity and you know, resonance, where there's more resonance, we're on the same page, that it really flows, you know, all of that. So that medicine is really good for that. However, when we get to the bedroom, complementary and resonance and sameness do not produce friction, tension. It's nice. It's safe. It's good for conversation, good for partnership and teamwork. But what makes sex really hot, really juicy, if you will, is tension, friction. And so how do we create that? We bring in the medicine of polarity.
Yeah.
And polarity is the process where we creatively and through embodiment, use it with music and movement, play with different polarities between couples or those who wish to be couples so that they can experience opposing sides. So for example, one polarity that's a one that everybody can relate to is one person, you know, plays with movement and music with the polarity of being the active person.
Mm-hmm.
And the witnessing partner watches that and observes maybe for like a minute with music. I got a workshop in that and I've got my private clients with it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So for the one watching, it's really wonderful to see the active person. And then the partners switch. And the other person becomes more in the passive role, moves in a passive way.
It's like a dance. So,
through movement, like I do it in a circle so that there's an outside circle and an inside circle. Mm. And with music, that's not got words in it. So it's really polarizing to experience these different frequencies within your partnership. And it creates, ooh, that's interesting. And the partners give active feedback while it's happening. Ooh, I like it when you did that. Or I liked it when you kind of shielded your face and kind of moved seductively and slowly, but kind of passively. Or in the opposite, like, oh, I really liked it when you were very active and commanding. Ooh, that triggered, that brought up this for me.
Mm.
You know, so this is just one example, active, passive, but there are so many more polarities that can get very creative and very hot to play with.
Yeah, and daring to express yourself, like you just saying, it needs to be safe, you know,
yes.
In order to be so vulnerable that you dare to say those kind of things, right? So that's the base of the partnership. And it makes me smile because it also reminds me of, you know, marketing and sales. That's also a dance about seduction. And, you know, if you, for example, if you write something online and you people feel something, you know, in your writing, a lot of times that, you know, they come to you or they would say, well, you fascinate me or you trigger me or something's exciting about it. So if it's too way off, you know, then it's the polarity is too big, right? But
right.
But it has to be in some kind of bandwidth, some kind of bandwidth, and then you can play with it, and then it's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah,
I love that. And so if you have a partnership like that, and it's really safe to express your wants and your needs, and like you said, you know, I don't really like that, and I love that, and show, you know, your light sides and your dark sides, totally being yourself. What happens in a relationship when a couple learns to do that?
What I have noticed both personally and professionally is it gets more exciting. It gets more creative. It gets more hot. It gives us structure for creative passion as opposed to destructive passion.
What do you mean with destructive passion?
Like when passion becomes destructive and chips away at the connection and it's just more dysfunctional.
Mm.
it's not working, you know, if there's not the good fight, but the bad fight over and over again, it's like passion gone in the wrong direction.
Mm. Mm.
Not helpful for them, but it hurts them.
Mm.
Which can happen with like the same negative cycle of emotional disconnection and the complaint and the protest and it not getting resolved or getting what it needs.
Mm. Mm. And when a couple, for example, they're both entrepreneurs or the woman is, if they learn how to, you know, express themselves and really feel what they like, what they don't like, if they have better partnerships at home, will they also have better partnerships in their work, or will they be able to build a team in a different way than they used to do before? Do you see shifts in that? Because a lot of my listeners, you know, they're building teams.
Yeah.
And it's a challenge because it's all about trust and letting go and delegating and, you know, it feels sometimes like giving up a little bit of control. So is there a connection between the intimacy and partnership at home and building a team?
I absolutely believe there is. To have the internal resources and ability to cultivate a partnership at home that is a team, that is safe, that is mutually supportive, that is mutually creative, that has a lot of mutual care and love. That is, to me, is another way of saying abundance.
Mm, yeah, abundance.
Yeah, okay. And I don't mean just like your bun is dancing. Of course, you might have a bun dance, but it's that level of goodness and mojo. When you have that level of goodness and mojo in your system, because you and your partner had a good fight and it didn't go down the wrong direction, you know, and you're happy about that. And there's been teamwork and you've got your systems organized as a couple and it's just feeling really, really good. Like there's so much opportunity to harness that energy and that frequency and then direct it into the business. It's just energy, and it's the energy of abundance, and it can be leveraged and then harvested to create exactly the business that you want to create. It can work in the reverse direction as well, but what I've observed is that the stuff at home is primary. And so when that's off and a bit wonky, it manifests in the business. I have seen it time and time again, over and over again. So my bias, what I really believe, is that if we focus on what's right in front of us, our primary relationship, which many people say to work that consciously and not just slip into a relationship of convenience or convention, it's a liberation path, and it is full on. And it is not for the faint of heart. There can only be abundance that can come from that.
Yes, but you must be willing to do the work, right?
Key point, willing. Willing yeah. is to turn towards oneself and be yeah. into me, what do I see? Intimacy. Yeah. Into me, I see.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And like you say, when you're in flow at home, you know, when you turn on at home and you have a lot of energy because you don't have the energy drain that something is, you know, maybe not right at home. When you turn on, you can get so much done, you know, at home, in your business. You're excited. You feel supported. You don't feel like you have to carry everything yourself. You're a team. You're building a beautiful future together. Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. And that's I think, a point where a lot of women, it takes a while for them to, I think, to understand how important it is. Because I also see women entrepreneurs diving into their work or business, but more like, you know, so they don't have to have those conversations at home. Not yeah. So if someone would be listening and thinking, oh my God, yeah, I'm sort of a workaholic. I should have those conversations at home, but I don't know where to start. Should I do it alone? Should I go to a therapist? Should I work with someone online? Do you have any tips for the listeners how they can approach it, how they can, you know, put it on the table at home.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to be confronted with what at home isn't working. And what I've noticed is that when women are putting it all into the work as a way to somewhat avoid what's at home, there are syndromes from that. Overworking, stress, you know, not being able to sleep well, disorganized, you know, it all comes out. It all comes out.
So like a mirror.
It's a complete mirror. If we're willing to accept the reflections that we're seeing, that takes a lot of maturity and courage to do that.
Mm.
So I think the first thing I would just really want to say to, if you're listening to this and going, yep, that is me, what the hell do I do? The first step is just to let yourself off the hook. It's not your fault. Our society is only now in 2020, you know, coming towards sort of a collective model of how to deal with all of this stuff. We are literally learning how to do it. So the first step is like, please forgive yourself.
Especially now, right? 2020 with Corona, it's crazy.
Oh, it's been like a couple's pressure cooker at home for so many couples.
Yeah.
So and what's finding...
sorry. So what's the first step you would advise?
Let yourself off the hook. It's not your fault. Forgive yourself. You're not to blame. There's no one to blame. None of us.
Compassion.
Unless, yes, compassion, self-understanding. Unless you were taught by your parents or immediate close family about how to do partnership really, really well, which 90% of the population did not get, you're not going to really know how to do this. So first step, forgive yourself, understand yourself. It's not your fault. You are not to blame. Your partner is not to blame. Got to end the blame game cycle. That's part of the negative cycle. Yeah. And instead, what we want to do is go, okay, what is our relationship asking us to be conscious of? Mm. And how do we start to develop the resources individually and together to make that happen? And that's where you reach out. I really believe in several layers of support. I mean, I would not still be married probably if I hadn't had the several layers of support. I've been with my husband for 17 years. It's a long time, you know? And the amount of support that we needed given the material in our own lineage to overcome was powerful. I'm so glad that we did that and made those choices to do that. And yes, it meant sometimes sacrificing going out to dinner or super expensive vacations, but it's all paying off and paid off so deeply. And there's so much more for us to come and so much more for you to come to value prioritizing investing in your relationship emotionally, mentally, spiritually, instinctually, and financially to be able to cultivate what you need with actual real trained support. You know, it's not just insight. Insight only is not going to get you through this. You might know what to do and not be able to implement it. Insight has been shown to be the weakest link to change. So if you know, it's kind of like knowing if you want to lose, say you want to lose 50 pounds and you know you need to do that, but it's really hard to do it. Like, again, it's not your fault. Please take the blame and the negative criticism off your head because that hurts you. Hurts your nervous system, hurts your heart, hurts in your partnership. All of that. So yeah, those are the three steps. Release all self-blame, have forgiveness, have compassion for yourself. See what is asking to be grown. Get very clear on the work both of you are asked to do as a couple, what you are being asked to evolve. And step three, truly get the levels of support that you need.
Yeah.
The levels of support you need.
It's all about leadership. And taking responsibility, you know, for it's the same as in business. You know, you have a family or you have a team you want to work with. What you're going to do? You're going to build a team that's playing to be safe, or you're going to build a winning team that's together going for the best results, right?
Totally.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Okay, so when the listeners are listening to this podcast and I think, okay, I would really love to kind of get a taste of you know, how Joanna works. Is there something, you know, like for free you can offer them, or they can have a look at, or something on your website?
Absolutely, yes. There's a couple gifts for you on my website. It's joannaintara.com, joannaintara.com. And one of them is the Discover Your Heart Type quiz.
Oh, I love quizzes. And I think the listeners do too.
Everybody loves quizzes. You'll take a quick test and it will actually give you the result of what your heart type is. So I've created six types. And your unique personalized result will give you instructions on how to use it in relationship and partnership for yourself. There is meditations and audios that come with each one that guide you how to do it, along with a personalized mantra. So that's one thing you can have access to and enjoy. And then the other one is called the Holy, Heartfelt, and Hot Couples Transformation.
Hot.
Everyone says that I want hot sex. I want it to be heartfelt. I want to feel close. You know, there's some beautiful videos there and workbook and my guidance there to support you in doing that as well. And then you're also, you know, welcome to join my Facebook group and check it out and see that supports you as well. And that's called Conscious Intimacy Relationship G-Spot Talks with Joanna Intara, the Intimacy Alchemist.
Oh, I love the titles you use. I love it. Being a former copywriter, just being so bold that you just dare to use the word G-spot. I love it. I totally love it.
But yeah, that's alignment and abundance right there. That's to come out.
Yeah, and you know, it's good people start talking about it. It's good that, you know, there are podcasts about this, because so many... I think especially women, so many women, you know, it's still, I think, a sort of taboo to talk about sex, maybe with your best friend, maybe with your sister. Men are, you know, they talk about sex way more easy, you know, than women. So it's something that's an issue, but it's not really discussed. So I really love the work that you do. And I really love the fact that, you know, you help people turn themselves back on and get connected with themselves, with their partner, so they can thrive and they can create a life they love. Because so many energy is lost when people are in bad relationships. And it's, I think a lot of times it's not necessary. Like you explained, you know, it's you know, patterns from the past, or, you know, didn't learn from your parents how to talk because you only saw them fighting, or, you know, and it was a different time. So I think that's so valuable.
Definitely.
So you're an entrepreneur yourself, right? So can you tell a little bit more to the listeners how you've been building your practice, how you've been building your online presence, And you know, what challenges you had in that and how you resolved those? For example, being visible online, which, you know, is for a lot of female entrepreneurs who become a personal brand, is something they find, well, let's be honest, quite scary. Can you tell a little bit more about that, how you overcome it?
Yeah, so I have pretty much been a serial entrepreneur since I was 12. I've had one corporate job in my whole life, and that didn't last very long. So various different healing modalities, but always, you know, in the deep work of healing, which I got launched on the path really early. And in terms of the online reality, gosh, I really went through a process with it. You know, I was very much an introvert and was deeply inside my own private learning school, if you will, inside the safety of my own heart and mind and body and soul. And I was very self-directed, and I didn't know what a landing page was and a URL or how to position anything. I wasn't strategic, you know. I was very much in terms of like holding the inner work and dealing with all the feelings and dealing with all the emotions and dealing with intuition and very much in my feminine. So the online world required was developing a certain kind of masculine energy that would, in a good way, be a partnership to my feminine energy and bring that all out there in a good way. Well, whatever issues we have around being seen and being heard and expressing ourselves and doing that clearly, those are going to be, and because of the patriarchy, I think to some extent or another, every woman on the continuum has some version of that needs healing.
Yeah, and I love the fact that you mentioned the word patriarchy, because I have a podcast with Dr. Valerie, and she tells everything about that. So if you're listening and you don't know what's the story is about patriarchy, listen to the podcast with Dr. Valerie, and you will understand everything about it. And it's it's something that for women it's unconscious, right? Mm-hmm. Unconscious block.
I see it. So for me, I had some wounding in those areas, and that affected so much of how I put myself out there, how I felt being seen, how I expressed myself. And I went through a real big ride of that. I think only in the last really year, and literally in the last 6 months, have I really landed with full on life force energy, not cookie cutter of what somebody else thought I should be, or what it would fit in, or what would make the money, or what's going to sell, because really what sells is ourself and us being aligned with the genius of our life force energy. And for a lot of us women, we're not embody our genius and be our genius. And we might know about it or have little inklings of it, right? But to actually be it in our body and our nervous system, to be able to handle that and enjoy that and love that and then create from it, that's what's required. And those skills are not taught in a lot of the online world. Nervous system regulation is not taught. I just wrote an article about this week that, mindset is, effing BS when it comes to your relationship, because it's not about the mind. It's like we have a foundation and everything is built on top of that. So, it takes skills to be able to embody our voice, our true voice.
Yeah.
True voice.
Definitely. Oh, I love the fact that you say genius, because the whole story about G-spot is about your genius spot. And that's what you have to find, right? Your spot of genius, and dare to be yourself and be authentic and find your voice. And I totally understand what you're saying. It's, yes, mindset is a part of it, but you have to embody it. And, when you're talking with your clients and people feel your energy, people feel you, people pick up if it doesn't feel right. And if you're strategic or you use tactics, people will pick it up in their nervous system. And if they're afraid, they will be triggered. And I totally agree with you. If you really want to step it up as an entrepreneur, you need to do healing work, somatic body work, energy work, so you no longer are being triggered by your old fears. And you can expand and keep moving on. And you notice that the fear is gone. It's fun, right? It can be fun. And and it's such a beautiful process. So many entrepreneurs that really, how do you say that? Breakthrough, besides, learning skills and investing in business coaching, they also invest in that part. At home, doing work at home. But like you said, it changes everything in your own energy. And it's going to make you a better entrepreneur. Being able to create a bestseller business, writing a bestseller book, doing what you love, and creating, a beautiful life.
Wow, how abundant. I love it.
Joanna, I want to thank you very much for being on the show. And to everyone listening, go find your spot of genius. And from now on, that's the new name for your G-spot. Woo! And go find Joanna online. via social media and our website. I will put your website and your address, I will put it on my website so everybody can find it and can sign up and can figure out what their type is in the quiz. I can't wait. Thanks a lot, Joanna.
Thank you for having me. What a pleasure.
Dank je wel voor het luisteren. Over 2 weken is er weer een nieuwe aflevering van Bestseller Stories. Wil je meer weten over het creëren en lanceren van een bestsellerboek, business en story? Ga dan naar mijn website www.florienvanbasten.nl en volg mij via Instagram of Facebook. And don't forget, life is a story. Make yours a bestseller.
Life is a story. Say yes. Say yes. Life is your story. Say yes.